technologically oriented. 60 years do that to you. Not at 35. So first of all, I would like to just remind all of us that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. We are boosted by the support of our siblings. We are doing this for our generation, our progeny. So we are in this together. We are not hostage to us, but we need to actually respect where we are coming from. This permanent forum is rooted in, anchored upon the Durban Declaration. Why can we not go back and respect space where it was created? Why can we not take the permanent forum to where it was created, to Africa? Our name is anchored upon that continent. Why do we constantly put down that continent? Let us go back to that continent, because that continent, believe me, has set in motion a lot of attention on what racism is. During the anti-racism day, the anti-racism week in the European Parliament, I was disheartened because people are calling it the International Day Against Racism. Well, let me remind you that it is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination that was set in motion after the Sharpeville massacre in 1960. It was set in motion in 1966. 64 years later, what have we done to eliminate racism? What has structurally been done to eliminate racism? We're talking about the Durban Declaration, ironically, also in South Africa, or it at least it was settled, set in motion in Durban. What has been set in motion during that time? It took so long for us to get our first decade. When it was gotten, it was not structurally supported. There was no funding, there was no mandate, there was nothing to actually give it any body of recognition. Well, now, hand in hand, and INA endorses the second session, the second decade, and hand in hand, and INA say that we should update our themes. Let us update our themes, because what happened 21 years ago has changed now. We did know about climate racism. We did know about decolonization.
Thank you.